This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Two women were pulled from the rubble in Turkey's southern city of Kahramanmaraş, and a mother and two children were rescued from the city of Antakya on Wednesday, as rescue efforts shifted to getting relief to survivors 9 days after a deadly earthquake. Rescuers could be seen applauding and embracing each other as an ambulance carried away a 74-year-old woman rescued, and earlier in the day a 46-year-old woman was rescued in the same area, close to the epicenter of the quake. So far, the combined death toll in Turkey and Syria has climbed to more than 41,000, and millions are in need of humanitarian aid. Commotion in the courtroom as a white supremacist convicted of killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket is sentenced to life in prison without parole. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Peyton Gendron was rushed out of the Buffalo courtroom by guards after one of the victim's very upset relatives started to charge at him while another was yelling at him. Barbara Massey Mapps is the sister of Catherine Massey, who was killed in the mass shooting.
Cat didn't hurt anybody. That ain't fair to say. You gonna come to our city and decide you don't like black people.
In documents posted online, Gendron said he hoped the attack would help preserve white power. He wrote he picked the Tops grocery store 3 hours from his home because it was in a predominantly black neighborhood. He also faces separate federal charges that could carry the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
If you'd like more on this or any of the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a surprise move, Scotland's first minister for 8+ years now announced Wednesday she is stepping down from her post. Nicola Sturgeon said she knew it was time.
Since my very first moments in the job, I have believed that part of serving well would be to know, almost instinctively, when the time is right to make way for someone else. And when that time came, to have the courage to do so, even if to many across the country and in my party, it might feel too soon.
Sturgeon said she will stay on until her successor is elected. The European Union's top diplomat urged countries to join Germany in sending tanks to Ukraine. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell told Germany's Phoenix broadcaster, quote, countries must deliver as many tanks as possible and as quickly as possible, end quote. The remarks were published on Wednesday after media reports that Denmark and the Netherlands said they would not deliver Leopard 2 battle tanks like Berlin. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson visited Kyiv on Wednesday and expressed Sweden's support of Ukraine becoming part of the EU.
You are European, you belong to Europe, and you belong in the EU.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hoped that the talks on his country's EU membership could begin this year. Sweden currently holds the EU's rotating presidency. U.S. forces shot down an Iranian-made drone flying over a base housing American troops in northeastern Syria. The U.S. military statement on Wednesday said a reconnaissance drone flew over mission support site Conoco on Tuesday afternoon before American forces shot it down. No group claimed responsibility for the drone. The Biden administration says the latest three objects downed by the U.S. military may have been benign. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says they could be tied to some commercial or benign purpose. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said, quote, the objects were indeed flying at lower elevation and they were in civilian airspace. The European Medicines Agency expects COVID vaccination campaigns to be conducted once a year, similar to the approach with flu inoculation, it said Wednesday. Though the COVID-causing virus is not yet behaving like a seasonal virus involved in winter waves and temperate climates, the EMA's head of health threats says it could. Diane Roberts, VOA News.